world's gone to pot, you know.
Probably.
And I'm the only one that gets, I'm the only real man left here, and I gotta set everybody straight. What are you doing on my porch, goddammit?
Oh, like that.
You know, so you,
hey, my podcast already.
Shit. I'm Javi Luna, husband, father, and oh yeah, stand-up comedian. I've been fortunate enough to spend over a decade traveling the country, making audiences laugh. But my favorite audience is the one right here at home in Corpus Christi, Texas. My wife and co-host, Jen. Once a week, we sit down and have a chat. There's other podcasts like this, but this one's mine. And that makes it original. All right, welcome out. Episode, I don't know.
Every time.
It's thrown me off. 133.
Okay, we're going to know next time, guys.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe.
What do you want from me? It's a Sunday. We just did five shows.
Yes.
In Corpus Christi this weekend with Chingo Bling.
Woo, you had a busy weekend.
It's a busy week.
Yes.
It's a weekend. I subbed all week.
Yes.
And then drove a friend to San Antonio for a surgery. And then came back and did five shows. I'm tired, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm tired. You understand? Do you understand?
I understand. Okay. I can barely hear you, but I understand.
Oh, because you're sick.
I'm sick. I'm dealing with ear infections, y'all. It's a mess. Oh, it's a mess.
So you can't hear me.
I can't hear. So I'm like staring at your lips.
But y'all can
so don't
hear
think
me.
Nothing.
Y'all can hear me. And y'all, in fact, y'all been hearing me. Man, I appreciate the comeback on the podcast. It's hidden. Man, and y'all are coming out to the shows. Like I said, we had that one guy in Bastrop, man. Mm-hmm. Let me get a couple shout outs off the bat here because I want to make sure that I'm appreciating y'all, appreciating us.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? First of all, Rolando Garza, man, has been a consummate. Just he shares the podcast, you know, the Spotify mm-hmm. stream onto his Instagram stories, man, and that's what we need
yes.
more of, guys. I mean, it's not just listening is great. We love y'all listening. If y'all can help us, just spread the word a little bit, man.
Yes.
Share it live, even if it's just the clips that we share on my Instagram at Javi Luna Comedy. You know, continue to do that.
So thank you, Rolando.
Another listener, Christian Longoria, who's actually a podcaster himself, came out to the shows this weekend. And, you know, I know he was listening because he was like, hey, you said you would be willing to do other people's podcasts. So,
hey.
And of course, that was a solid offer. So first person to get on that deal.
Nice.
Limited time. Call now. Operator standing by. If you want the OG on your podcast, man.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Christian.
You know, shout out to them. Shout out to everybody that came down. We had some Luniversal soldiers come down from San Antonio.
That's so cool.
You know, and it was just so good to see. You know, the good thing about performing at home
uh-huh.
is you get to see so many familiar faces.
True.
Both people that I knew from my childhood or just people that fans, people uh-huh. that come out to a lot of shows. I was able to do, you know, like as promised, able to do a whole lot of new material.
Hey, that's
almost
right.
Almost all new. In fact, we had Randy and Roxanne Roldan, the owners of Julio's Easy Stop.
Y'all have got to go to Julio's
Easy
Stop.
They were a sponsor for the special, for the venue that we used to record the special.
Yes.
They always come out to pretty much every show. And
big
they
supporters.
Came out, and big supporters. And, of course, they always talked to them a little bit. And they were like, Javi, it was like all new. Like, we were sitting there, like, we hadn't heard any of the stuff you were saying, and granted, some of it was localized stuff, but uh-huh. it was just, you know, the good thing about a show run like that where you're doing five shows is I've said it before, is you can kind of craft a set just for that
event,
that run, right?
Right.
Okay, this is working. Who else who's opening? You know, and mm-hmm. I do a couple jokes about them, you know, and then that leads into it. Kind of so
melds into the,
and that's really what I'm trying to cultivate. You know, because I want people to know that when they come to a show, it's gonna be a little different. It's me. You're always gonna get me, And yes, you'll get some of my material, but mm-hmm. there's always going to be something different. In fact, this weekend, we're getting ready to go. I'm going to spend 2 weekends in a row here in Corpus. Right. Right. I did Chingo's show, which is just me doing 20, 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. But then I'm going to headline this weekend. We're doing Galentine's, okay?
Ooh,
for Galentine's. For the ladies. They decided to market it different. This is the first time I'm not promoting my own show in Corpus. I know I'm promoting it, but I'm not the producer for the show.
Right.
They're handling it. All that. So a choice they made was Saturday night's going to be the small room. It's only mm-hmm. like 50, 60 seats in there.
Right. Downtown.
Tuesday, which is actually Valentine's Day, they're putting it in the big room where we were with Chingo this weekend. Mm-hmm. So they, of course, that's a much bigger room, a lot more seats to fill.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, they put their focus on promoting Valentine's
Day. To the ladies.
But now they're like, oh, wait, we've sold a lot of tickets on Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
but not as much the Saturday.
Right.
Right? Because we weren't telling people as much. We didn't have a Facebook event for it. We didn't send out invites for it. So now that, you know, now both shows are getting promoted equally, and they decided to promote Saturday as Galentine's Day, which I mean, I'm a Parks and Recs fan. So, that's the first time I heard of Galentine's Day.
I was going to say, remind the people about Parks and Rec and Galentine's Day. What happened?
Parks and Rec was just a show on NBC. Either you saw it or didn't.
Uh-huh.
Right? But on there, one of the main characters, Leslie Knope, she had for all her girlfriends, basically. Uh-huh. It's just a day. I don't know if it was a day before Valentine's Day or a couple of days before Valentine's Day, where just get together and celebrate women and sing, you know. And it's uh-huh. just a, you know, it's whatever. Like girl date. I don't know what you want to call it.
It's a girl date. Yeah.
You know. Have you ever participated? Valentine's?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Not you and your gal?
I mean, like, I feel like Karen and I must have gone on, like, Valentine's dates.
Sushi
dates and stuff. Uh-huh. But I don't think it was, like, a group of girls ever. Okay. Yeah. But it definitely happens. Mm-hmm. And I think it's totally cute. I love it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to do that.
Yeah. Well, so you get a chance to do that.
I might do that on Saturday.
On Saturday, Valentine's Day. Bring out, you know, something for the ladies. You know, I mean, I might do a little magic mic routine for y'all.
Who knows,
like I said, I like this to keep y'all on your toes.
I'm excited
something a little special, you know. I might put on some Cisco or some Genuine.
Oh, like that.
And you know,
uh-huh,
we'll have the Sutter Homes. The Sutter Homes.
It's gonna be flowing.
The little bottles, the little mini bottles of Sutter Homes flowing, baby. And you don't know. You know.
You don't know what's gonna happen.
A little freak elite.
Oh God.
You know what I'm saying? Anything goes on Galentine's Day.
All right, you heard it here first, you ladies. Know,
and then of course Valentine's Day. So I'm excited to be 2 weekends in a row, and then I'll be, you know, just gone for a while. Actually, this starting this Friday. Actually, the day before the Saturday, I'll be in Dripping Springs.
The rescheduled show.
It's kind of a private show. It's a private community called the Headwaters.
Okay.
So if you know anyone that lives in Dripping Springs and lives in the Headwaters community, tell them they can find Javi Luna at their pavilion on Friday night.
Nice.
8 to 9. Just an hour. We're getting get in, get out.
Okay, Dripping Springs. Here we go.
Cut the check. You know what I'm saying? It was great being here, getting to work from home. Like I said, just great feeling the love from everybody out there. I had a lot of people that hadn't seen me before.
Okay.
And I could always tell by their reaction, because it, you know, by the follows on social media after the show. I mm-hmm. actually had this one dude, like old school cholo veterano dude. I mean, he rocking the Pendleton with the little lowrider hat.
Nice.
With the feather in it. Ooh. And he comes up to me during the first show. This is the first show Thursday night. That's how I knew it was going to be a good weekend.
Okay.
And he comes up to me during the show with a paper plate. The paper plates that they bring for the pizza,
you know, uh-huh,
a little flimsy. He comes over and a Sharpie. I don't know, he came with a Sharpie or what, but he had the paper plates and a Sharpie, and he's like, would you autograph this?
What?
For me? And of course, yeah, of course. You know, signed it real quick, and he's like, can you make it to, I'm sorry, can't remember your name right now.
Mm-hmm.
Signed in. He's like, oh man, thank you. Like, he goes, I have George Lopez's autograph and I have Carlos Mencia's autograph and now I got yours.
Aww.
And I was like, well, congratulations. You finally got someone funny. What? Come at me, George. Come at me, Ned. I'm calling you out, son.
Oh, gee.
Stay mad.
Someone asked
Stay
me
mad. 2023.
If
Stay
you
mad.
Had what your feelings were on George. If you had any feelings on George.
Ooh. No, I don't. I really don't. I appreciate what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, I mean, he really, he defined a style
sure.
that you know, along with Paul Rodriguez. I mean, I feel like George perfected, and I'm using that because I don't want to insult Paul, but George built upon what Paul Rodriguez started.
Okay.
Which was that Latin, like, this is decidedly Latino
mm-hmm.
comedy, and while it's for everybody, it is definitely geared towards a Latino audience, right?
Yeah.
And George definitely, like I said, I don't want to use the word perfected because Paul's his own guy,
mm-hmm.
and they're both talented, but he definitely built upon that and took that brand to something that it's, I mean, to a nationally syndicated show. I mean, Lopez, the George Lopez show is still syndicated Nick at Night
mm-hmm.
today, and now he's got his new show, right? So definitely no hate. I mean, I listened to the Why You Crying album, you know, a lot when I was in college, you know, so definitely I'm appreciative
uh-huh.
of him. That being said, I don't, you know, I think he ran into a wall
mm-hmm.
with some of the stuff he was doing. You know, I've heard from a lot of people. I've never seen him live. I've heard from a lot of people like, oh, it's just exactly the way the album was.
That's
what he did, you know, because unfortunately, you know, once you've hit all the nostalgia references and
mm-hmm.
and you've talked about your childhood and stuff, you know, we're all able to relate on or
right.
whatever
that
well.
It's like, okay.
That well runs dry eventually, you know?
Yeah.
So, but no, I don't have any, hatred towards him at all or anything. I don't know the guy, but you know, like I said, definitely enjoyed his earlier stuff
mm-hmm.
you know, more than his latter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Who's asking that? You. Trying to start beef.
No comment, but they know who they are.
No, I was just joking with that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just something funny for him to remember that I said. You know? And you, Mrs. Luna, other than being sick, how was your weekend? We were just two ships passing in the night.
Oh, I know. I mean, that's what was great about you being so busy and working
mm-hmm.
this weekend, that you were home. So when you were home, you like dealt with the kids and I didn't have to. And I know that sounds really, really bad. But when you're feeling like crap and you have a 4-year-old who just wants to mm-hmm. play dolls all the time. Yeah, I needed you to tap in a lot this weekend. So
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
very
we had
appreciative.
The house full. We had the boys and we had Lindsay
and the puppy.
And the new puppy who's actually settled in. She's actually behaving today.
No, she's not. She totally chewed my earphones and Louis's charger.
I was talking about right now. Like,
this very second.
This very second. Last episode, they were all up over
your
shoulder.
Oh yeah, that's true.
They wanted
true.
To be on the podcast.
Yeah.
Right now, she's curled up over in the corner.
She is being sweet, doing
stuff. Not to bore y'all with shows, but before we get on to Jen's topic, I don't know what we're gonna call your,
I hadn't
your,
even thought about
your contribution to the show, the articles,
that you
bring,
my corner, Jen's corner. I don't know.
We're, this is, I mean, I gotta share. This is Hobbs' corner.
Oh wait, I forgot. This is your corner.
I gotta share my corner with you now.
I mean, just like a tight. I mean, yeah. A little bit.
Okay. So before we get to that, let me make sure, because I'm trying to do better. First of all, the special, March 10th.
March 10th.
on YouTube.
But, is it going to be like a certain time?
It is, but I don't know what that time is
going to be. Oh, okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, no, it is going to, it's going to have a premiere time on it, you know, just to, because here's the thing, you know, not to bore y'all with the...
You keep saying bore, but I think some people like it and are interested.
If you care, great. If not, just tune it out for a second.
Just close your ears.
But the good thing about the premiere is if you get a lot of initial views, then... the whatever, like YouTube, will push it out to more people because it's like, oh, look, a lot of people watched this as soon as it was available. Mm-hmm. So let's see if other, apparently a lot of people were liking this. Let's put it on other people's little stuff.
Cool. Right? So we got to watch it, guys.
So yeah. If you're available Friday to watch it on the premiere, you know. You know, like I said, even if you're not going to sit down and watch it, just let the at let that moment, you know, it's dinner, whatever. Just let it play, you know, for at least.
And you can come back.
And then you can come back later and watch it. It's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, forever.
I like the sound of that.
So March 10th, don't forget that. Dripping Springs coming up. And then April 6th, I'll be in Austin. It's a Thursday night at East Austin Comedy Club.
Okay.
So make sure you check that out. I'll have information for that coming up. And then, of course, we announced last week, Gordito de Mayo at Upstage Comedy Club.
I'm excited.
If you went and looked early last week, there was a mix-up. I think it only lasted like a day where they had a different comedian. On that day, it's gotten cleared up. Oh, Cinco de Mayo is my show there, the ticket link. Is up on there. It's going to be myself, Daniel Torres from here from Corpus. I'm bringing a Corpus lineup with me, which I don't get to do often, but you know,
that'll be a nice treat. San Antonio's
close enough that we're going to do that. So should be a fun time. And then I am working on El Paso. Those of y'all that I was in El Paso end of last year, October, November, I believe it was. So I'm going to be coming back in May. In June. I wanted to do May, but we're gonna do June, beginning of June, after school lets out.
Nice.
Hoping maybe the family can go out with me. It's gonna be at the Old Sheepdog Brewery. We're just waiting to confirm the date before I give you an announcement. But just if you're in El Paso or know El Paso, just kind of start putting that in some people's ear that your boy's gonna be heading out that way.
Heck yeah.
You know, we're not fucking with comedy club. Anybody that doesn't want to fuck with us, we ain't fucking with them. This is gonna be at an independent venue that just lets whatever rock bands or whatever go up and that's what we're doing, man. We're trying to do it the Doug Stanhope way, you know, where, you know, he was not allowed to perform. Not that I'm not allowed to perform, but you know what I'm saying.
I was gonna say
the fact that the club in that town isn't interested in booking me, that ain't stopping us in 2023.
That's what we're saying.
So if you're like, hey, Javi, why don't you come here? Man, link me up with someplace. All they need is a stage and some sound.
Heck yeah.
You know, and seats. And if they got that, I'll bring the show.
It's a grassroots kind of movement.
We'll make it happen.
Heck
yeah. You know what I'm saying? So if you really want, if you're listening from somewhere else and you want me to come, you know, link up with me. Hit me a DM. If you know somebody that owns a venue, you know, or just give me even if you just know the name of the venue, I'll reach out to them, you know, so.
Definitely. And it's El Paso, so then maybe we might take a trip somewhere.
To New Mexico.
Ooh,
New Mexico would be maybe. We'll see. Last time I did it, I paired it with Las Cruces. So if they're interested in having me back again, so it's only been like 6 months. Some places are like, oh, you were just here. Some places want you every 6 months. So it's just. It's different.
All right, New Mexico. So, yeah. You've heard what I want. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, we love us some New Mexico. All right. So now that we got all that business out of the way, what do you got? What do you got for me?
Okay. So this one was titled "A Man Praised for Quote Petty Revenge Against Little Punks Who Kept Smashing His Letterbox."
Little punks.
So a man has taken to Reddit to share how he got petty revenge on mindless vandals in his neighborhood who would get a kick out of smashing up his mailbox. So here we go. Wanting to get his, I don't know what that says. That was worded very weird. But anyway, he placed a tube inside his mailbox so that the postal workers could still deliver his letters as usual. But he filled the surrounding space with concrete.
Okay.
And so if you hit this, I mean, you're going to get injured, right? Like, it's concrete. Like,
hit it. What are you doing? Anybody like driving into it?
No, like hit it with a, these little punks are like kicking it, smashing it with their hands. Oh, well, because he said little punks like three times, right?
It's because the guy thinks he's Clint Eastwood.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't,
How does he say it?
You little punks.
Yes, and that's exactly how I envision him saying it. So this first part of this article, I was like, well, that's kind of dangerous. Like, I'm not too keen on this guy, right? Yeah. So anyway, but they show a picture of his mailbox, and there's an obvious dent in it. So after he's put the concrete in it, somebody tried. And, like, people are, like, laughing about it. And they're, you can see the crack next to the dent. It seems like they did try to do it one more time. He said, another user added, I hit some mailboxes in high school. I got community service and wrote letters of apology, and I still feel bad about it. It's just very sweet. But it goes on. This man, this is not his first time. Mm-hmm. This homeowner likes to get revenge. Mm-hmm. So this is what I want to see.
Like I said, he definitely thinks he's
Oh yeah.
He thinks he's Dirty Harry.
Yeah, yeah. You hit a nail on the head, and I hadn't even gotten to the second part.
Yeah.
So all of this mailbox crap, it comes after he decided to take revenge on a stranger who parked in his driveway when they were attending a house party in his neighborhood. Okay. He explained.
Annoying.
Definitely.
With you on it.
Definitely. He explained how he returned home from work on a Friday to find another person's car parked up to his drive, leaving him with no other option but to leave his car elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But he decided to get petty revenge and park right behind them, ultimately blocking them in until he moved his car 4 days later. This was a Friday night. He blocked right up, I mean, parked right up to his car, their car, blocked them in for 4 days.
I mean, I'm good with that. Congratulations for him. I'm surprised that whoever it was didn't drive through his fucking yard.
That
ultimately would have been what I would have done. But
no. He said, keep in mind, my driveway is a single car width lined with a retaining wall both sides at the end of the garage. So it's essentially impossible for a tow truck to come and pull out without any property damage. Mm-hmm. So seeing this and lack of street parking, he parked right behind them. Well, they were very demanding that he move his car, so they called the police. And so he opens the door with a beer can.
Mm-hmm. I can't drink or drive. Hey, look. Listen, I like your style. This would be a great scene in a movie. The guy's very creative.
He really is.
But in real life, IRL, as the kids say.
Oh, God.
It's a little much. The 4 days is much.
It's very dramatic. You've
been like, no, like they came knocking at that night. Like, no, when I move in the morning, you can fucking.
Yeah, no, he was adamant. He's like, fuck y'all, you're staying. Yeah. I don't have to go to work for 4 days. Your car is staying for 4 days. But the best was the beer can. And he's like, I'm sorry, officer. I can't drink and drive. There's nothing I can do.
I mean, he's a very smart guy. And like you said, these are annoyances. And I mean, I don't... I'm curious what's his... Going back to the mailbox.
Uh-huh.
Right? So obviously this is a guy that he gets annoyed with things.
Right.
You know, very Clint Eastwood. The whole world's gone to pot. You know?
Probably.
And I'm the only one that gets... I'm the only real man left. Here, and I gotta set everybody straight. What are you doing on my porch, God damn it?
Oh, like that. He went dark, that guy.
Very, very, very Gran Torino.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but I'm curious. Other than obviously being a clever, petty revenge guy, is there something more to this guy as a neighbor? Like it's weird that when stuff keeps happening.
Sure.
Because, like, stuff will happen like that in a blue moon to someone, like, oh, man, someone parked in my driveway. That's weird. Like, because it is, one, it is an asshole thing to do.
Sure.
If that's not the house you were there to, and I don't know what his community was, but, like, why someone would feel so comfortable parking in some stranger's driveway. I don't know a lot of people that would do that. Like, most people have the common decency, like, well, I'm here for this house, and of course, I'm not going to block the driveway of someone I didn't come to see.
And I might have to park a little bit farther down the street and walk, but you know that going to, like, someone's house party.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but the fact that things like this keep happening to me, why was it a problem? Like, was everybody's mailboxes getting, like, this is some kids in the neighborhood, and they live there, and they're old, or was his mailbox targeted? Like, why?
That I don't know.
Why do people want to bash his mailbox on a regular
specifically,
basis?
Specifically, yeah.
Well, because it had to have happened enough for him to
be like,
to be like, this is what I'm going to do. This is my solution.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. And the article didn't
say. Was he an asshole to these kids, and they were not making it okay?
Yeah.
They did. I'm good with the guy because nothing he did really caused any bodily harm,
right? No,
or potentially. I mean, the most would be the concrete.
Yeah, that was not
in the mailbox, which I find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because concrete's heavy. Right. And so I'm wondering what his mailbox was built on to be able to support that.
It looks like
amount of weight,
just because they show a picture, just the regular wood
frame mailbox. Mm-hmm. And he filled it up with cement.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that would be too heavy for your normal wood post. I'm going to say it's a little too, it's a little too cinematic of a story for me. Always be skeptical of people that always win in their stories.
Okay. Why?
Because they have like a hero complex where they always have to be on top at the end of their story. They always, I'm going to tell the story and I got, I put the cement there, and I got the
look
best.
What I did.
I got the best of them,
right?
You know, and it was for 4 days, and I came to the thing with the beard. Did you really?
Well, they had to have, because I'm sure they have police record.
Okay, did you provide the police record?
Well, I didn't finish reading all the. I mean, it's been a couple of days since I read the article. I don't remember, but I see what you're saying. He could have just been making himself look good.
And so that he could have a nice Reddit thread.
Yeah.
Too.
Truth.
You know what I'm saying? I'm skeptical on it.
But
how much truth there is to it.
If that happened.
If it actually happened, great, great, great to him. But but it's like four days, really. You know. because I don't know. I mean, there's got to be some other, if your car is parked on someone else's property, there has to be some type of where they would have been able to tow his car out of the way. I don't even think, because I think there's a lot of you're not allowed to block your own driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So if he was parked blocking his driveway and he didn't want to move it, then the cops would be like, well, then we're going to let this guy call a tow truck to move your car so he can get his property. Unless you have some type of lien.
But I think the way the article explained it, the way it was that they couldn't even get a tow truck to move his car, the way he parked it, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Like I said, it's been a couple of
days. The guy's a little too petty. Like
he's very petty.
The chances are you're not just petty, sir. You're also an asshole. Which is why bad things keep happening to you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's my hot take.
Because it does seem like he must be a dick, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense that he's...
And he wants to be clean and he should...
Well, that's true. That seems quite obvious.
It's okay. It's okay. Hey, clean and he should, you know, some badass movies. I like Gran Torino.
It was a good movie. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. All right. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Anything else you got to share?
No, sir.
Share with me. And my prima already came. I told you she was going to knock on the door.
You were right.
The podcast anyway.
She said she wanted to be on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, that doesn't happen. This is not Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. You don't knock on the door and get invited onto the podcast. That kind of shit got to be pre-arranged. All right, guys. We're going to get out of here, man. Thank y'all so much again for listening. Make sure you comment on the YouTube. We're on the Spotify. Bye. Also, we got the poll going on Spotify. And other than that, man, we'll see y'all next week. One love.